Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss the silent way. So what is the silent way? The silent way is one of the other methods of teaching language. Teaching second language. Okay? Now this methodology was devised by a person called Celeb Gattegno. Okay? C-A-L-E-B, Celeb, then G-A-T-T-E-G-N-O, Gattegno. And as the name suggests, silent way. इसमें teacher जो है generally in general the teacher will remain silent and the learners or the students will be encouraged to interact. ठीक है after a brief explanation by the teacher for most of the time the teacher remains silent. Now this method emphasizes the students or the learners independence and self discovery rather than the teacher interfering or intervening and pointing out every small and silly mistake. The students are encouraged to do most of the talking and most of the conversations. Okay? Now, there is a very famous quotation by Benjamin Franklin. Quote, tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn. Unquote. Ye quotation jo hai, aapne shayad bahut baar padha bhi hoga. What this quotation is trying to do is that if a learner is taught in a way that not only is limited to rote learning but involving the learner or active participation of the learner or the student, then the learner or the student will learn most effectively and then the learning process is most effective. ठीक है, so इस चीज को basis बनाया गया है. This is what the foundation is or the founding principle of this methodology is, involving the learner or the student. And in a typical silent way lesson or a class, what happens? Now the first part of the lesson or the class focuses on pronunciation. Okay? The teacher focuses on improving the pronunciation. And depending on the student's level, the class might work on sounds, phrases or even sentences designed on a Fidel chart. F-I-D-E-L, Fidel chart. Now one important thing you should keep in mind is that this methodology uses rods and charts a lot. Now, I'll just explain what these rods and charts are. Usse pehle main aapko explain karta hun what happens in a typical classroom. Okay? So, as I was saying, based on the level of the student, the class might work on sounds, phrases and even sentences designated on the Fidel chart. And at the beginning stage, what happens? The teacher will model the appropriate sound after pointing to a symbol on a chart. Okay? And later on, the teacher will silently point to individual symbols and combinations of utterances and monitor the student utterance or utterance by the students or the speech by the students. Now, as I was saying that this methodology uses charts and rods a lot. Okay? Now, Fidel chart kya hota hai? Basically, it is a chart used for pronunciation. So, a kind of pronunciation chart in language teaching. Now, after that, you should also know about rods that are called Cuisenaire rods. ठीक है, Cuisenaire rods. C-U-I-S-E-N-A-I-R-E. Cuisenaire rods. Now, what are these Cuisenaire rods? See, these are colored wooden sticks. Rod type के हैं, ठीक है? These are colored. So, the sounds are coded by specific colors. ठीक है? And to be more precise, these colored sticks or rods, ठीक है, are used to represent various objects and concepts, such as numbers, such as colors, such as shapes, sizes, ठीक है? And each sound is associated with a specific color. So a kind of color coding. And the words are written with colored letters according to their pronunciation. ठीक है? So ये दो चीज याद रखना, Fidel charts and Cuisenaire rods. And the founder of this methodology, Celeb Gattegno, he is well known for his revival of interest in the use of colored wooden sticks, which he calls Cuisenaire rods. ठीक है, और इनका एक फेमस वर्क है कॉल्ड वर्ड्स इन कलर. ठीक है, वर्ड्स इन कलर, दिस इज अ फेमस वर्क व्हिच ही पब्लिश्ड. इन दिस ही एक्सप्लेन्स हिज मेथोडोलॉजी अबाउट द यूज ऑफ कलर्ड रॉड्स. नाउ एज आई एक्सप्लेन्ड व्हाट हैपेंस इन अ टिपिकल क्लासरूम, ठीक है, व्हेन वी यूज द साइलेंट वे. उसके बाद लेट मी टेल यू समथिंग अबाउट द रोल ऑफ द टीचर. एज आई सेड इन द बिगिनिंग दैट द टीचर फॉर मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम विल रिमेन साइलेंट. नाउ साइलेंट का ये मतलब नहीं है दैट द टीचर डजंट हैव टू मॉनिटर एनीथिंग एंड अलाउ द स्टूडेंट्स टू से एनीथिंग. वो नहीं है, इट्स नॉट दैट. द पर्पस इज जस्ट टू अलाउ द स्टूडेंट्स टू टेक द इनिशिएटिव एंड द चैलेंज टू स्पीक एंड लर्न एंड टू पार्टिसिपेट. And there is a famous scholar who says about this method that in the silent way, the teacher's task is first to teach, second to test, and third to get out of the way. Okay? So in a very short sentence, or in just few words, this scholar has summed up the role of the teacher in the silent way. So, the teacher has to show self-restraint while teaching or while intervening. So, overall, we can say that the silent way, this methodology of language teaching, takes a kind of structural approach to the organization of language that is to be taught. Okay, structural approach. Language is seen as groups of sounds arbitrarily associated with specific meanings and organized into sentences or strings of meaningful units by grammar rules. Okay, this is the way in which language is seen as groups of sounds. Uske baad, language is separated from its social context and taught. Okay, and taught through artificial situations, usually represented by rods. ठीक है, जो मैंने आपको बार बार बोला द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ रॉड्स एंड चार्ट्स. ठीक है, उसके बाद द लेसन्स फॉलो अ सीक्वेंस बेस्ड ऑन ग्रामेटिकल कम्प्लेक्सिटी एंड न्यू लेक्सिकल एंड स्ट्रक्चरल मटेरियल इज ब्रोकन डाउन इनटू इट्स एलिमेंट्स विद वन एलिमेंट प्रेजेंटेड एट अ टाइम. ठीक है, सो इस तरीके से टीच करना है, इस तरीके से द लर्निंग प्रोसेस हैपन्स. एंड वन मोर थिंग यू शुड कीप इन माइंड इज दैट द स्टूडेंट्स आर प्रेजेंटेड विद द स्ट्रक्चरल पैटर्न्स ऑफ द टारगेट लैंग्वेज. ठीक है, व्हाटएवर लैंग्वेज इज टू बी लर्न्ड, एंड दे लर्न द ग्रामर रूल्स ऑफ द लैंग्वेज थ्रू लार्जली द इंडक्टिव प्रोसेस. ठीक है, इस पे ध्यान देना, रूल्स ऑफ ग्रामर आर टॉट थ्रू द इंडक्टिव प्रोसेस. एंड द पर्सन हु हैज फाउंडेड दिस मेथोडोलॉजी, एज आई टोल्ड यू, सेलेब Gategno, he classifies all the vocabulary of the target language into three categories. First, he calls semi-luxury vocabulary. ठीक है, semi-luxury. उसके बाद next one he calls luxury vocabulary. ठीक है, luxury vocabulary. And the third kind he says functional vocabulary. ठीक है, functional vocabulary. और functional vocabulary basically क्या है ये? It includes such areas as pronouns, numbers, and comparison words that refer to oneself and to others. And Gategno says that the functional vocabulary is important in comprehending the spirit of the target language. The spirit of the target language. So, from an exam point of view, what are the things that you should remember? First, that this methodology was founded by or propounded by this person called Seleb Gategno. Uske baad, this methodology emphasizes the silence or the self-restraint that the teacher has to practice. Uske baad, it also emphasizes the importance of participation and students' independence and self-discovery. Uske baad, this method emphasizes the use of rods and charts, theek hai? In particular, Fiedel chart and Cuisenaire rods.